April Mahoney Brains. I got my sign right? Yeah, I do. This is the place where the conversations are pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Today, we have B.D. Alvarado. She's a self-employed entrepreneur, a health and wellness advocate. She does work in the financial educational arena. And in addition to that, she is opening up the state-of-the-art child care, I want to say center, facility. She's going to give us the correct name for it, but it's going to teach children sustainability with love and care. She's also, I don't know if she wants me to tell this, but I'm going to tell you anyway. She's a nanny. I'm going to ask her what it's like to be a nanny. You know, no, really, because, you know, people don't want to take care of their own kids. But when you have somebody that loves on your kids and nurtures them and, you know, pays attention to them, that's a gift. That's really a gift. So don't shy away from it, honey. I think that that's absolutely wonderful. A nanny is far better than a babysitter. So let's go over to the A. How you doing, B?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm doing extraordinary. How are you?
I can't complain about nothing. There's a lot going on, as I told you a minute ago. But on the edge, we are doing just fine. Tell my brains how you show up in the world.
Yeah, so as April was saying to the brains, I am opening a nature-based childcare center. My vision is to teach young children 4 months to 4 years old how to take care of, work for, and work with Mother Earth, kind of bringing back all of those indigenous practices of growing your own food, planting the seeds, making sure the soil is healthy, knowing where your food is sourced, and just being outdoors and in nature and having that groundedness. And
Well, you've got a lot of moving parts
what else
there. I think that that's really cool because you say it's a nature-based educational center. Child care centers, or as they were called, daycare centers, didn't really have a niche. They really didn't have a focus. You know, it was just maybe reading, writing, nap time, snack. But now you're teaching them to cultivate. Is that a part of your upbringing? Did you work the soil with your parents growing up?
No. So that I think that's kind of where my passion comes from, is that I didn't really have that access to those kinds of childcare centers, just because, and when I say childcare center, I mean like child developmentally appropriate activities versus daycares that are more so not philosophy driven. It's more so just, you know, like a someone taking care, like babysitting, as you were saying. And so my happy place as a child was always outdoors. I was the kid who would pretend that they were like in, you know, the forest, and I was like a fairy queen. And it was just always very grounding and just a meditative experience even as a child. So yeah, I didn't get that, but I hope that to create a space to be able to provide that for other young children.
Did you, and I noticed too, in looking at your profile, you graduated from college not too long ago. Did you study child care and child development? And the dog?
Yes, yes. Yeah, sorry. It's okay.
No, don't worry about it.
I'm in a house right now, but yeah, I graduated from SDSU in 2021 with my bachelor's in child development. So I've been working with children basically all of my life. I mean, I'm Mexican, so there was always a child to take care of. But even out of high school, that was one of my first jobs, was a before and after school program leader at Say San Diego. It was also a licensed child care program. So yeah, I've been working with young children, babies, toddlers, preschoolers, even kindergarten, all the way up to fifth grade. So that's kind of been, I guess you could say, my niche, my gift, as I work well with children and I bond well with them.
Well, again, that's what I said, you know, being a nanny is, it is a lot. It's a lot of responsibility.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have more responsibility than the parent because, you know, you're there doing it. What are the responsibilities of a nanny?
Yeah, so I'm a private nanny share. So that means that I have two separate families who come together and we take turns at different houses. And what I do is I feed, put the babies to sleep, play with, do activities with them. So kind of have a little bit of structure. Right now, the routine that we have is I'll go there and feed them breakfast and take them to the park. Well, brush your teeth before going to the park. You know, kind of like having those like healthy practices, washing their hands, teaching them their manners. I teach them some Spanish because I'm also bilingual. So yeah, kind of putting in a little bit of a lot of what I've learned at preschools and childcare centers in what I do with the children that I nanny.
I know some very high profile celebrities, and the nannies are the parent for the most part, because they are with them. But I know some real high profile people, girl, their kids got two nannies. And I'm
It
like,
takes a village.
it takes a village, but and the kids really bond. I mean, they love you because they see you all the time. You work with them and you teach them the critical things in life, and the parents, you're so valuable to them. But the people that I work with, they say they got NDAs this long. Can't talk about nothing that goes on there, but it's a lot. So taking your college education, what you're doing now, and then mirroring that with finance, you have decided to create this child care center. So now, give us your vision. What is this place going to look like? What is it going to feel like?
Yeah, so my vision for this is to have a center that has a large outdoor area, a community garden where children can harvest the food that they've planted and be able to eat that food in the center. I want to be able to bring parents in and have them volunteer at the garden, offer classes, workshops about composting, gardening, regenerative agriculture, just all things sustainability and doing it as a family, because I feel that you really learn so much from children, and children are your biggest mirrors. So if a child asks their parents, "Oh, why aren't you putting this in the blue trash can instead of the green trash can or the black trash can?" So it really calls you out on the things that you're not doing and kind of just making environmental stewardship from a very young age, which is so important for, I feel like, the future.
What also is important too is teaching these children how to eat real food again. During the pandemic, I was walking and I saw this young mother with this little boy, and she was going all in on him. I mean, she was about to pull out the swear words. And I was like, are you? I could see she was anxious. And I, put my nose in her business. I said, "Is everything okay? Can I help you with anything?" And he looked at her and he said, "She's just tired of me. She's just so mean." And I was like, "What?" And she goes, "No, I just need a break. And I'm going through this pandemic." She was going, I said, "Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you sit him down to my house on Tuesdays and Thursdays?" She said, "What? Didn't know me from Adam. He came down here. My husband showed him how to do woodworking. He showed him how to measure. We had things in the garden. I taught him some, mathematics and stuff here. And we cooked in the kitchen. When that pandemic was over, he laid in the floor and had a fit because he wasn't coming to Miss April's no more." And his mother was so relieved because she was a single parent. She was struggling. She wasn't able to go to work. I never asked about the daddy, but obviously he wasn't there. But this little boy, and you know what else he said to me? He goes, "Black people are really nice." His little white
That's
boy.
beautiful.
So he had a cultural experience too. Because girl, we had some collard greens and some pork chops and cornbread. He was like, but
I love that.
we grew some tomatoes, and it was so important. He had not had probably a well-balanced meal. She was getting him fast food, doing whatever that she could. But what made me feel good is that everything came together, and I still see him. and he's going to school, and he'll come by the window, and I'll be in the window. Hi, Miss April, you know. He wants his Tuesdays and
No.
Thursdays back. Well, I don't want Tuesdays and Thursdays back
Yeah.
because kids is a lot of work. Well, it is, but
Yeah,
you
they
have to be
are.
patient now, and you have to have a conversation for them, because he couldn't use devices when he was here with me. And now you have smaller children, but now parents are so into the device. You'll see them in the grocery store. And what do they have? They've got their phone right there. Anything to distract them. And they're not engaging. What would you say to parents to get them to stimulate their children's mind outside of using, a computer?
Yeah, I do empathize with parents because I do see there's pros and cons, right? Especially because there's a lot of educational videos out there now. So I don't want to, obviously shame any parents just because sometimes it's a survival method, like for a moment's peace and quiet. One of the easy things to do is to give your child a tablet. However, in the center that I'll be creating, or just like the programs that I hope to do, hi, baby. You wanted to come in and say
That's
hi.
fine. That's absolutely fine. We love animals too.
I think it's just important to just share the knowledge, that some parents just may not have the access to. So knowing that nature-based learning offers a plethora of benefits for young children and their development, such as obviously, the physicality of it, being outdoors promotes gross motor skills, strength, overall health through active play. Mentally, it's exposure to the natural setting. It reduces stress, anxiety, symptoms of attention disorder, and also just enhancing mood and mental clarity. Other things like cognitively, being in nature, you have a deeper understanding of the world. And then obviously socially, playing encourages cooperation, communication, and empathy. So there's a plethora of positive benefits to other ways of, engaging with children, even if it's just something simple like tossing a ball or going for a nature hike, just seeing what's out there and having that sensory experience with their child that really solidifies the bond and it creates new memories. So yeah, it's really amazing.
And if there's any angel funders that listen to my show, which I know that they are, I would love for you to get in contact with B because we're going to give her all the information. She just gave you the layout. She just gave you the business plan right there as to what she is trying. Really? Seriously, girl, I don't have a problem making the ask.
Thank you.
but seriously, this is something that's very unique, that's needed. This is something that millennials are looking for because they want sustainability. I know I have some investments in companies that are totally sustainable, renewable. This will encourage young women to go into STEM. This will help you with mathematics. This will help you with engineering. So there's a lot of things that she is going to be teaching and encouraging and, not just talking about it, but being about it and working, having hands-on experience with this. Do you know of any other nature play type of programs or centers? Or will you be the first here in San Diego?
Well, that's the amazing part of it is that I won't be the first. However, what I'll be doing is bringing it to a different audience because the nature-based centers right now are obviously top quality and top dollar. So places like Carmel Mountain, I'm sorry, yeah, Carmel Mountain Preschool, I think is a great inspiration for what I'm trying to create. It's a very holistic, like there's a garden in there. It's like got a lot of outdoor space. So what we'll be doing is providing a unique experience where it's more family friendly and community based, and just including everyone and anyone who wants to be a part of a mission of teaching young children all of these, sustainability, eco-friendly practices.
And what I will say is that this will be culturally sensitive too. Because again, you for those of you that don't know the landscape of San Diego, it is predominantly more Caucasian, white, maybe Asian in Carmel Valley, versus where you're looking, or where I assume you're looking, is to be more where there's more diversity as far as African American, Hispanic, Asian, African descent, and there is a great community garden here that Michelle Obama visited for the community that is great to partner with. So there's a lot
Very
of
much
things,
so.
and you know, these children really learn a lot. I'll tell you about an experience I had when I was an outreach coordinator at the American Red Cross. One of my goals, and I know I don't know why people say, you know, why did you do this? But I loved it. I wanted to work in the field with the migrant workers over in El Centro. Baby, let me tell
Wow.
you, it was the experience of a lifetime. They had a little
Yeah.
radio attached to the hip, and they would do salsa and samba as they would go down and get the asparagus and get the lettuce. But if you ever have a child that's misbehaving, you send them out there to pick some onions. Such a beautiful experience. And as I talk to the people, you know, a lot of people think, oh, well, these are, you know, these are people that are coming from across the border that don't have anything. No, that's not true. They come from across the border, but they own this land in El Centro, in Imperial Valley. They cultivate that land, but their children do not want to carry on the tradition. They don't want to do this. And I don't know if there's like, you know, stigma or they think that there's a shame associated with it, but I saw so much innovation. I saw so much ingenuity on how they made sheds and shading because there's so much sun out there, how they repurpose the water, how they're using solar. There's so much in this. So, B, I'm telling you, you are on the right track. And anything I can do
Thank
to
you.
support you from this platform, I'm with you 110%. But just don't grow onions.
Yes. We gotta grow some, just a little bit of
Exactly.
everything.
Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. So now, not
Yeah.
only do you do that, but you're also into health and wellness. And I see how there's a direct parallel there because good eating, you know, that's the root to everything. We are what we eat. But then I also finance. Tell us how you got involved in those two areas as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny that you asked that just because I feel like they're all very intertwined. So it all started with my childcare idea. I've been wanting to do this since I was 18 when I first interned at New Generations Learning Center. And I saw a vision and I saw how I could make it my own and make it better and include all of the positive things in centers that I've worked at and seen, and addressing all of those parent pain points. So throughout my journey of trying to figure out how to be, an entrepreneur and how to start a small business, I needed to educate myself in financial education and just how finances work in general. So through that experience, I was connected with an old college friend, and she introduced me to Virtuity Financial Partners. And it's basically teaching everyone how money works and how to change generational wealth, because we give education to any and everyone, not just people with, the top dollar that can afford a financial advisor. But a financial educator, I feel aligned with what I was trying to do because I'm an educator at heart, and teaching people about finances is something that I can connect people with. So, providing people with those kind of solutions just makes me so happy, to be able to help in any way that I can. And then that kind of segued me into health and wellness as I was learning about my own health and wellness journey. Specifically, when I started taking liquid collagen, I just figured this is something that really worked for me and worked in my favor. And I've really seen the actual results of what it's done for me and my hair and my nails and my health from the inside. And so I wanted to spread the education in that as well. So I'm just very passionate about providing solutions to people's problems, honestly. And I just think that it all works in everyone's favor for me to just have good intentions and want everyone to be the best that they can be from the inside out.
Well, you know, that's what we need to do is really kind of work it internally so that it shines out externally. Let's ask you some fun questions. How about that? If you were a flower in the garden, what flower would you be?
Oh, that's an easy one. I would be a lavender just because lavender has such calming properties. And while I can be very happy and boisterous, I feel that when I'm in my calm state, my meditative state, when I'm just able to sit and just be, is when I'm at my happiest. So I would be a lavender flower.
And my daughter has had me over here at Anderson's. Plug out to Anderson's nursery. I was over there yesterday and we bought some lavender a few weeks ago and mine is just blooming. And so, yeah, so it's wonderful. So now what we're going to do is we're going to make some
Beautiful.
soaps and we're going to make some sachets because it's just blooming
Yeah.
all over the place. If you were to
Yay, you can
find,
make some crowns as well.
oh, that would be nice too. And it'd be very aromatic. Okay, think about that. If you were a appliance in the kitchen, what appliance would you be?
That's an interesting question. I don't even know. An espresso machine because I run on coffee nowadays. Well, that's not
Really?
necessarily true. I try to stay away from coffee, honestly.
That's
But
okay.
yeah, coffee keeps me going.
I'd probably be the refrigerator. I just want to chill.
I like
Be
that.
good.
Okay.
If you were an animal, what animal would you be?
I've always wanted to be a bird. Just to be able to fly and see the views. I love a good view and just to feel free in that, knowing that I have the strength in my wings to take me wherever I want.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I feel, honestly.
I'd be the party
Yeah.
animal.
That's my spirit animal.
Absolutely. If you could time travel, past, present, future, where would you land?
I would love to be able to see the future and see what kind of legacy that I leave behind, just because that's kind of what my inspiration for the center has also been. It's just I've been really thinking about what I want to leave behind when, it's my time to go. And I want to be able to tell my children that I did everything that I could to try and change climate change. So I would love to be able to see just the efforts of what I'm trying to do now and see how that plays out.
That's wonderful. You know, a lot of people want to go back. I don't want to go back. I haven't seen that. Been there, done.
Right?
I want to go to the future.
Right.
What's your superpower, B?
I wouldn't say music. I've been playing around with it lately and I like to sing and I've been experimenting. I don't want to say experimenting, but I've been playing around with the babies that I care for. And when I sing to them, I like to see like their facial expressions and see how they react to my voice. So I would have to say music. Yeah, I think I have a gift with music.
Right, that's really good. What would you say to a, another young, aspiring entrepreneur woman that is just, you know, stepping out there? You know, she's a, you know, she's afraid, she doesn't really know. What kind of advice would you give to her?
That's a really great question. Yeah, I think the best advice to give to a female entrepreneur just starting out would be to remember your why and why you're doing what you're doing and what you're trying to accomplish and really think about it every single day and start your day out with that. That way that you have that intention and that goal, and that'll keep you going through the obstacles and the challenges because it's not easy, and the best things never are. So when you work hard and you really put in the effort, I feel like that is just worth it. So yeah, I'm the happiest that I've ever been as a female entrepreneur, honestly. And I love the challenges and I love everything that I'm learning, all of the connections that I'm making. Meeting you, April, was amazing, and I just can't wait to meet more powerhouse women and to be one myself one day.
And I say to all the powerhouse women that we have a responsibility to leave a legacy is to pour into others because we're not going to be here. We're
Right.
organic brains like the vegetables that's going to grow in B's garden. We will expire.
Yeah, exactly.
We will. But if we cultivate the soil, if we water it, if we let the sun shine on it, we will pollinate, we will leave seeds. And, you know, I'm not one to plant a seed. I am one to plant an orchard. And I want to see this grow. And I want to be an inspiration to other young women. I want them to look and say, hey, you know, podcasting, I can do that. But where's podcasting going to go? Maybe I want to go. You know, I was sitting there, me and B met each other at a really great mastermind, and I was stuck. And I said, you know what? I shouldn't say I was stuck. I was complacent. I'm fine where I am. But it lit a fire up under me. And so now I said, I don't just want to have a podcast. I want to have a media conglomerate. I've got publishing. I've got podcasting. I've got interviewing. I've got television. Why don't I just put all that together? But what is it good? What good will it do me just to sit on that? You know, I need to be like a hen. I need to sit on it and let it hatch, right?
Yeah,
Let it
exactly.
grow.
That's a beautiful idea.
So I'm excited about that. I'm excited about you and all the wonderful things that you're doing. Please tell my brains how to get in contact with you, how some angel funding and funders and venture capitalists can look into what you're doing, contact you, and look forward to, you know, what's going to grow.
So thank you so much. We are actually, my team and I are in the process of launching our website, MotherEarthLearningCenter.com. That should be going live hopefully by the time this airs. And we are on all socials, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram. On LinkedIn and Facebook, we're Mother Earth Learning Center. And on Instagram, we are Mother Earth's LC. So any updates and information that anyone can look for, it should be on there. And then I can provide my personal information as well if you'd like.
Well, we are going to put all of your contact information in the back because you're pretty. We don't want that personal information. They'll be swarming like bees. But thank you
Yeah,
so much
maybe.
for thank you so much for being here with me. Be on the edge. I appreciate you. I value you not only because you know, you're on the cutting edge, but you are an innovator and you want to give back. And you don't want to give back just to, you know, selfishly. You give to other people's
Just want
children,
to
you
give.
give of your heart, you give of the earth. And so I'm telling you, it is going to pollinate, it is going to bloom. And I am so excited for you. Brains.
Thank you. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Absolutely. Go in and do your due diligence. I need you to love, like, share, and subscribe. And support. Go in, take a look at it. Think about it. Really just have a think about it. Talk to your kids about it. Oh, wouldn't you be excited to go on a tour to, you know, Mother Earth Learning Center and see what it's about? Culturally cultivate our children. Teach them what it is that our parents taught us a long time ago, or maybe didn't teach us. This is an opportunity. Thank you so much, B. Come back and see me, okay? I want to be the first one to be
Of
on location
course.
when you open the center, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so
All
much.
right, you're the best. Bye, brains.
Bye.